Hi, Ayana. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. All right. So I was calling back in regards to the conversation we had on the 7th. Do you have a few minutes now?
Yes. Now I'm available.
Awesome. All right, so let's see here. So you did mention about checking for some other services if they will be available for Google Verified, right?
Yes.
And I did check the services that we have discussed. Now, both home staging, and let me just get back to the other one. I'm sorry, really quick here. So home staging and home services can be under, or can we can definitely run Google Verified campaign. At the same time, it's going to be under a business vertical for general contractor, which we would like to set expectations that it may cost confusions and leads maybe not always the right target.
Okay, so you're saying I could get contracting leads. That's the only interference?
That is correct.
So that's actually not a problem because I have an interior designer company, so I actually have contractors as well. So I could still do contracting jobs. I just wouldn't be the hands-on person doing the labor, but I still would help out in certain ways. So that's actually not a problem for me at all.
Got it. Well, I sure can schedule, or I sure can have our team to further discuss about getting Google Verified campaign for you under general contractor business vertical. And before that, I would also like to cover the Google Business Profile address change.
Okay.
So in regards to the address change, we can definitely update the address to the farmer's location or to the farmer's market location. At the same time, once again, it's going to require re-verification as it's going to be the address to be updated. And if that would be the case for the video verification, you would need to show on the video that if you have any signage, you would need to show that.
I remember the verification. Sorry to interrupt you, but I remember the verification. I can actually get that done. The only days I can do that is Saturday and Sunday,
okay.
But I can still get those done. If that's possible to do it over the weekend.
Yes, definitely. Anytime that will be convenient for you and whenever it is required. So, yes, you sure can. But aside from the signage, you may also need to show an area for customers and an office room.
Area for customers and an office room? So I have my own space at the market. So is that good enough to have my own space?
It should be, and do you probably have, let me see.
I have my own space. I have signage that says my business name and everything on it. I have business cards there. What else? I have a place for customers to kind of window shop or, like, check out my products and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have everything, like, legit, and I also have my vehicle that I use for work as well.
Okay, awesome.
Were you able to find any of the other services that I asked you about?
So I did try to look up for, and I'm sorry, I can definitely go ahead and go over that, but just to confirm, should we proceed with updating the address? As you mentioned, you have all that's needed for the verification.
Okay, perfect. And
all right, awesome.
We can definitely update the address. I just want to make sure, because I have my business name showing, product mm-hmm. showing, a place for customers. I don't have an office there, but I have my own market booth. Like, it's specific to me. If that will work, then we can change the address. If they're looking for an office space, I don't have that. That will be what I have at my home, which is what I didn't want to show my address for. If that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Got it. Let me just check on that really quick, okay?
Okay. Take your time.
Thank you so much. All right, so just to confirm in regards to the location, so this is a booth, right? Not necessarily an office where you can receive clients.
Yes, but in a way I still can receive clients because my clients do come there uh-huh. for me. And I also pay a lease, and I have like a certain amount of days where that spot is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I bought the space for the whole year. So I have like a actual lease contract
uh-huh.
That I have for as long as I really want the spot until I don't want the spot anymore. So
got
it's kind
it.
Of the same as an office space. It's just the only thing is, well, really that's it. It's the same thing as an office space. It's just like not, I guess, like a private office space, if that makes sense. Like a cubicle
mm-hmm.
or something.
Right.
Like that. It's more like an outdoor space. That people
got
still
it. With booths for different type of services or businesses, right?
Yes, ma'am. And then I have my own, so then my clients can still
mm-hmm.
find me.
Got it. Let me just check really quick, okay?
Okay, take your time.
Thank you so much. All right, so while checking on that, regarding the other services that you provided.
Yes.
While waiting on the Google Business Profile address change, I want to go over those other services that you provided. So I did check for home staging and, sorry, let me go back, home staging and home services.
Yeah.
As well as interior decorating. By the way, home staging and home services falls under general contractor. Now, interior decorating does not really qualify for a Google verified campaign. And then for, let me just crawl through it. For document preparation, it still falls under general contractor.
Loan signing
is not qualified for Google verified. I'm sorry?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. This is actually perfect because it's still more services than what we offered before.
Got it. So you would be okay with the Google verified campaign to be under general contractor?
I'm fine with that, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And just to confirm, let me just check here. You would prefer it to be under home staging, right? Preferably
home staging.
Okay.
If I could get jobs for home staging, but if you were to choose any, I guess just do home services. That way it's not specific to home staging. But if I could still get home staging leads as well as home servicing leads, then we'll do home services, yeah.
Got it. All right. Let me just check the requirements. So although it does not, it says that license is not required, but just in case, you probably have business license, business registration, or certificate of insurance?
I do have business insurance, and I do have, I don't know if it's a license. I do believe it's like the legal, I'm sorry, I don't know what the document is called, but it's a legal document that makes my business a registered business with the state of Texas. I just forgot what that
is. Oh, business registration.
Yes, I have registration.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Registration.
Let's see here. And if asked for your social security number, just to confirm, you'll be able to provide it, right?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that will only be used, by the way, for background check, as Google Verified campaign requires background checks.
Okay. That's perfectly fine with me.
All right.
That actually is a good thing. I'm excited. I like working with Google.
Uh-huh. All right. So I'll have it forwarded to our team and see if we can have someone to further discuss Google Verified campaign with you. And I did try to check with our Google team in regards to updating the Google Business Profile address. And as per our Google team, it's something that we do not recommend, as it would be too risky. And because that would be the case and verification will not go through, then we won't be able to escalate for a different type of verification to get your Google Business Profile verified again.
Okay, so then we should just leave it the way it is and just join Google Verified?
Yes.
Okay,
that would be correct. All right.
Okay. I don't want to get unverified.
Right. And it may take time to get it verified again if that would be the case.
Yeah, I'm okay. I would have to keep it verified.
All right. Let me go ahead and check with our Google Verified team for it to be able to proceed. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I may be on silence while checking, but if you have any other questions or anything else that I can assist, just let me know. I'd be glad to assist you.
Actually, you are perfectly fine. I actually am going to put you on hold for probably 2 minutes.
Okay, sure, yes. No worries.
Circle around by the time you're done.
Or, I'm sorry, I apologize. I would need to verify and check with our Google Verified team really quick. Would it be okay if I give you a call back instead? That would be okay with you, though.
Yeah, so it's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely give you a call back as soon as I get to hear back from them. But for now, for the meantime, is there anything else maybe, Ayana?
No, that is all, actually.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay, of course. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye for now.